Thank you for holding. Is this Banks?
Yeah, it is.
I love that name. That's awesome.
There you are. I appreciate that.
Yeah. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's Friday. Can't be mad on Friday.
No, I totally agree.
At least they haven't made me mad yet. You know, we'll see how the day goes. Still early. There's time, you know. Yeah. But I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Mark. He asked me to jump on the line. Did he do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, the thing that caught my attention was getting on the first page of Google. We're really interested on doing that. We're just kind of worried about the pricing for it. We just wanted to learn more information about it, I guess.
Yeah, that's why he asked me to hop on the line, so I can show you rather than just tell you. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll get the pricing page over to you. But while we're getting the pricing page over, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services or how it works?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear how the services work. How would we get on the first page of Google? What are we doing to get there? Are we just paying a rate to get there?
Yeah, we're a Google partner, so it's a paid advertisement. When a position opens up within an industry and area, Google will give us a list of companies that they consider qualified candidates. And then my reps like Mark are basically calling out on that list right now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the position for this area. Once we fill that spot, we're going to close out the category. So we can't work with anybody else that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, so it's just paid advertisement. It's not that the guys that are up there are better than you or have a million reviews or anything like that. It's not why they're up there. It's just they got a call like this from a Google partner one day, and they move forward with it, and then they're just holding on to it. And that gets them the top recommendation for their area.
Gotcha.
Do you have a website yet?
We have a corporate website for ServiceMaster, and since they sell it by territory, we have a specific page on the corporate website.
Okay.
For the Grand Rapids, Lansing, and Big Rapids territories.
Perfect. So we could just hyperlink that to the Google business profile. And then in order for this location to even appear, we have to do a Google verification. So they'll send you this, like, pin in the mail. It says Google on it. It'll have your business name on it. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. And then, it looks like we had talked to you about 5 months ago. That was the last time we had a spot open.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been 5 months since the last opening. They have you at the top of the qualified candidates list from the last phone call.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been looking forward to getting on the Google page, and we've been trying to post on the business. We've just been quite busy and a bit underemployed when it comes to that.
Oh, well, that's kind of concerning, though, because you know this is going to increase traffic, right? I mean, we're putting you where, you know, this 9 out of 10 people pick from the first page of Google. They're not usually going to the second page. So,
right. We have the employees to do the specific jobs. We just have, I'm the one person that manages all the employees, and then I also do the online listing, and that's where I'm saying where I'm.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot for you to handle. Yeah, well, there's an app and a tracking system that we provide. It'll make your life a lot easier. You can have it all right there on your phone, and, you know, if you're missing calls, it'll save their information. That way you're differentiating between, like, what's a business opportunity and what's a personal call, and you can request Google reviews there, monitor your Google reviews there, communicate with us if you need any changes. So that should make your life a lot easier, just having that app. And obviously the first page placements are going to drive the traffic, but.
Sure. What's that app called?
It's my.localsplash.com. It actually goes to all of our clients when you sign up with us. So it's part of our service. Yeah, it's an account dashboard. So once you create an account with us and we submit you for first page placement, they give you access to the app so that way you can kind of monitor it all as well. That way you're not, like, in the blind on what we're doing for you each month.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. It's important to know, hey, if I'm going to spend this money, I need to know what I'm getting back, you know? That's how we keep you guys
coming back
each month. Did you get that?
I totally agree with you.
Did you get that text that I sent you?
I did not, no.
Oh. Interesting. You get texting on this? 616-552-2644?
Yeah. I'm looking at my text right now. I don't have anything.
Okay. It's weird. Yeah, it's still saying pending. I'm going to try to resend it. You might get it twice, but I'm just going to try to force it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, better twice than not at all.
I totally agree.
Yeah, if there's different packages, it really just depends on what you want to do. I mean, having the website will definitely make things a lot more affordable for you since we don't have to build that. And I could also waive the setup fees. It looks like the franchise has been around for 30 years, which is good from an experience standpoint, but I'm going to put you guys under a new in business credit, and it actually makes it a lot cheaper. So, I mean, technically you are new when it comes to Google advertising and everything. It allows me to waive setup fees, and I'll save you at least $300 right there just with the new in business credit. That's pretty huge.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. You go and waive all setup fees and use your site. Yeah, so there's a platinum package. Oh, really? I sent it twice now. Is there another number maybe? Is just because we're on this one? Maybe it's not coming through?
No, this is my number for this phone. I'm not sure why it's not going through.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to.
Could you send it to my email maybe?
Yeah, I can email it to you.
Okay.
I'm ready.
My email, well, I'll let you know whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm on a dual monitor computer. Yeah.
My email is banks, BANKS, .boonder, B-O, B as in Edward, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, E as in Edward, and R as in Robert.
Okay.
The letter SM, as in Service Master, by bygreatfaces.com.
What was the last part? Great Faces?
Great, G-R-E-A-T, Spaces, S-P-A-C-E-S.
Oh, space. Got it. .com, okay. Update. It's so odd the text didn't go through.
I know, I've never had that problem with this phone. I don't know what's the deal.
Yeah. Usually we don't have any issues with it either, with our server. Usually it tells me, like, right away, sent successfully, and there's, like, a little green little pop-up at the bottom, but it's not doing any of that. So. It's odd. It could be on our end. Don't panic and think your phone service is cut off or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Just email it. Thanks. Yeah, but just to kind of get a number out there, so there's a platinum package. It's normally $599 with a $299 setup fee. I was able to waive the setup fee, and then I can reduce the rate down to just $299 month to month. So that saves you about $600 on the initial investment, but I'll save you $3 every month moving forward because you'll keep that $299 for as long as you're with us. But in that package, you're getting not just the first page placement on Google, but you're getting the full, the popular directory submission. So you end up on the first page of Bing as a top 5 option because they pull from Google's top 3 anyway for the Google Places placement that we're giving you. And then also, you're a top option on Amazon Alexa devices and Apple and Safari devices as well. They all pull from the Google Places guys. Those are the verified local listings. So you'll have, I mean, it's not just Google. I mean, any search engine that they use, they're on a mobile device, iPhone, Android, tablet, doesn't matter. They'll be able to see you as a top option if they punch in one of your keywords or services that you want to be listed for. And then we also do social media in this package. So all within the $299, you're also getting Facebook ads. You'll have a Facebook business profile. And this is for your area, right? It's just a 50-mile radius from you. But these get remarketed to people who have looked up your services on any other search engines or directories in the past. Or if they're doing an active search on Facebook, they'll be able to see you there as well. And then there's other popular directories are like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You know, the idea here is to kind of cover all your bases, so that way we're like a one-stop shop for you, and you don't have 100 different bills floating around. you know, like a website bill, a Facebook bill, you know, bill for the website guy, bill for this. You know, that bundle is kind of designed for a business that's starting from scratch, and then we're just making sure you have all your bases covered, and then it's all stockpiled into that tracking system and app so you can oversee it all.
I gotcha. Yeah, we're looking. I'm looking forward to actually trying this out. I'd love to get it started out, and it sounds really interesting. It sounds like it's going to work well.
Yeah, I'm really you'll love it. The main thing is the placement. You know, that's been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. So once you have one of those placements, you're rolling as far as customers. The rest of it is just kind of icing on the cake.
Sure. Yeah, okay. I know. I mean, in Google listings, I feel like that's the way to get business nowadays. And then Facebook as well is a great option that I'm looking forward to getting going.
Yep. But, those are the two main ones that generate traffic. Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, but I want to make sure your email is working too, because we're going to communicate through via email. Did you get that email that I sent you?
I got the text, and then I got the email as well. It's from
Google. Oh, the text did finally come
John
through.
Hill.
Yeah. I usually go by John is my middle name, but usually people try to say Jazwan. It comes out like that. All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. You can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for the business. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, and I'm going to send over a Google verification form. Are you licensed, insured, have business registration?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then it says owner Eric. Is that you?
No, that is my father, actually.
Got it. Okay. So you are an authorized decision maker for this location and this business?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because Google had a Eric registered as the business owner for this listing right now. Okay. And the address is the 2751 Mission Hills Court Southeast?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. You can receive mail there, right? Like the PIN verification letter? Okay. And
yep.
Do you want me to hide the address or leave it displayed?
You asking just for like if somebody would see it online if they look us up?
Yeah, yeah. And they could get turn by turn directions to you if we leave it on there. You have the option also to hide it, so that way it only shows city, state, and zip code.
Yeah, let's just hide it.
Okay. Grand Haven, Michigan, 49546.
Okay, it's actually Grand Rapids, Michigan too. I don't know why it says Grand Haven.
Oh. Well, Google Maps, the way it's synced up versus, let me see, are you right on the line of the two cities?
We're much farther east of Grand Haven. We're on the east side of Grand Rapids, and Grand Haven's on the west side.
Okay, let me see why they have this. Wonder, is that zip code right, though, the 49546?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason it came up Grand Haven for that zip code too. Okay, let me just fix
that's it. That's got to be 30 miles away probably.
Jesus. Okay. And just to repeat it back, so 2751 Mission Hills Court Southeast, Grand Rapids.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I'll fix it. It's good that we're hiding the address anyway, but you want to make sure that the city is displayed, and that way they know you're local.
Yeah, we've had a problem with that before, though, where it pops up in Grand Haven. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, that's a real problem, because if anything's wrong with, like, the name, address, phone number, or website, Google will literally suspend listings. So it's like it's having the opposite effect, basically. They're completely hiding your listings because they can't verify if it's actually truth that they're providing to people. So
it's not
good. That'd be the first thing we do is the name, address, and phone number clean up, and then that PIN's going to get sent there in the mail, so it'll get fixed.
Okay.
And then it's okay for me to attach the website to your placement? You said it's a franchise, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a specific domain for your location?
Are you saying do we service, like, specific areas?
Well, no, is there like you have your own specific like www.servicemastercleangrandrapids.com? Is it like a separate domain or is it just a general servicemaster? clean.
I'm not sure if it's a separate or I'm just know that on the website we have our own sub lease or a sub website or something like that.
Yeah, because they're everywhere, you know? Like, when you look up Service Master Clean, there's, like, a California locations popping up and everything.
Yeah.
So, let me make sure I got your guys' one. Let me put Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay. Okay, here's the list of them. Okay. All right, let me see if I could just find your address on the specific site. And then, yeah, because each location has its own site. Like, there's one in Mason. Okay, I found this one.
Yep.
This one has a 616-201-0267.
Yeah, that one also goes to this phone number. It's just a different phone number, so it's for advertising.
Okay.
And
So that's you, though. Because it's showing me, like, 40 sites, but that's the one with Grand Rapids has that phone number on it.
Yeah, the 201, yeah.
Okay, I got it. This is it. Okay. Let me go ahead and hyperlink this to you. And then you want to leave your hours of operation the same, like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yeah, that's great.
And it's Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the stuff on the site has to match up with what we're verifying with the search engine. So, submit. All right, Banks. You're good there. Okay. And you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Save. All right, I'm going to send you your Google verification form. That's specifically for this location. No, so the PIN verification letter is separate from a Google verification form. So we'll send you that letter in the mail, and then there's also a digital form that you have to fill out. And this is where you'll send over, like, your license, insurance, business registration, all those good things.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, I'm going to send it over to you now. It'll go email and text message. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
You can click on the link. It'll ask you to, like, upload photos, and then, you know, you can just literally click the upload photo tab. If you're on your phone, it'll flip around to your camera, and you, like, snap a picture of the license or the insurance and send it in. It also asks for, like, tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate. You can hide the license plate number if you guys aren't okay with or aren't comfortable with providing that, but this will actually go to Google, and then they'll put a check mark on your Google business profile, and that lets people know that you've been Google verified. Like, they've screened you guys, they know you're a legitimate contractor, they could just hire you there with peace of mind.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then let me know when that comes through, and I'll schedule a client interview with you.
Okay, I still haven't gotten that. I may not be able to get the insurance today, but I could definitely do it by Monday.
Oh, no worries, Banks. It usually takes guys 2 to 3 days to get it back to me anyway. I just want to make sure you have it, so that way over the weekend you know where to find it and work on it, you know?
Okay. I keep getting these texts that says, take a look at our pricing, take control of your online price. Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It's because I sent that one twice, so it's probably just really delayed.
Okay, I just got the email that said, hello, Banks, to get your Google business profile verified, blah, blah, blah.
That's it. Okay, and then I have to schedule a client interview. Oh, can you hear me?
Yep.
Sorry, I have one of my clients. Let me just send him a message. He's calling in right now. No, I'll call him back after this. And then we need to do a client interview with you. So the client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window, but, you know, that's just in case the call goes over. It shouldn't take that long. The main agenda for this is just to go over, like, the specific keywords and services that your location wants to be listed for, as well as the service area that we target. Like, if there's places where you're like, hey, I don't want to go to this area. And then we want to pick your brain just to make sure we're representing you properly and you're getting qualified job opportunities from it. So what do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
I would say Monday morning or perhaps Wednesday or Tuesday afternoon.
We usually like to do them same day because we send out, like, PIN verification same day, all the forms, all the documentation. We activate the service agreement today because you pay today. So we usually like to get things rolling. I mean, I have like I have a 12-1, a 1-2, a 2-3, and then I have like a 4-5, 5-6, 6-7.
Let's go 1-2 today.
1-2? Okay. All right. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation via email, and we'll text you 1 hour prior, or in about 40 minutes here. They'll send you an automated text message reminder.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. It will be with a separate representative from our company, but they'll introduce themselves, and then it's pretty easy. It's mostly just general knowledge information. I don't think they'll ask anything you don't know off the top of your head. It's not like you got to sit down on a computer and go over all this stuff. But we have we have Google Analytics. I don't know if you've heard of that before, but it'll allow us to see like which keywords and services in your industry are being searched the most. That way we don't have to play a guessing game. So they'll have some recommendations ready for you, but you have final say on everything too. So if you're like, hey, I definitively want to focus on these services only, then you can just let them know that and they'll follow your lead.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I could do a card.
Okay. Is this under your name, the business name? Does it say your dad's name?
Yeah, but the card would be under my name.
Okay. So go banks, owner. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah, the 2751.
Yep. Grand Rapids. And
yep.
49546.
Yep.
All right.
That's
so
right.
On the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. It's 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
8083.
8083.
And 4612.
4612. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
The expiration is 10/28.
10/28. And there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, it's 187.
187. Hey, 187. Uh-oh. All right. That's not good. Okay, let me save. Okay, and there is a security question for your account. This is in case you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa, if we just want to verify your identity before making any changes to your account. You have 3 options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do my pet's name.
Okay, what was the first pet's name, Banks?
Wrigley W.
Oh, I know that one, like Wrigley Field?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Gotcha. All right. Like that. Save. Okay, and then I'm going to do a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Banks. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call, as well as all of our calls, are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Service Master Clean.
Thank you.
Great space.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, can you say that one more time?
Service Master Clean by Great Spaces.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Banks Boonder. I'm the Director of Operations at Service Master Clean by Great Spaces.
Okay. I want to ask you, because I have you down right now, it's just Service Master Clean. Do you want me to add to the business name and make it say by Great Spaces?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. This is exactly why we do these verifications, so. Okay.
Yep.
All right, let me go ahead and edit. Okay, and it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Banks, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. We're not going to ride you too hard if you miss some calls from clients from time to time. You're not required to, like, go out to everybody that contacts you. But if you do see calls coming in from our company, try to have a sense of urgency for those ones. It's probably important.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, reasonable period of time. And hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not saying that you have to cancel anything or that you can't use anything else, but we want to avoid, like, duplicating any online listings. I put you on a platinum package. You're also going to get a service agreement in writing that will outline everything that we're doing for you. You just want to make sure that you don't, you know, pay for one of those if we're already doing it for you or duplicating anything, okay?
Sure.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 25th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing of $299 for a full platinum package bundle. I have waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in at a new in business pricing structure indefinitely. So you'll actually keep that $299 rate each month on the 25th. It's set up to auto-renew. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you let us know before the next billing is due or before that 25th day so we can stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to process the first month's payment. When this goes through, you're going to receive an outline of the agreement in writing. It's going to go to your email and text messages. You'll also receive a second copy of that Google verification form. It just does that automatically. You only got to fill it out one time, though, Banks. And then you'll also get the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And then it says you will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. My direct number and extension is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you if I'm not there or if it's after hours. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. And then that concludes the initial setup. So let me turn off this voice verification. I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our Local Splash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, Banks, don't hesitate to reach out to me or the customer service department here. We always say our educated clients are our happiest ones because they know why they're paying us each month. So, you know, if you need help with anything, don't hesitate to shout, okay?
Yeah, I understand that.
All right. So, other than that, you're basically good to go. Just look out for our phone call, though. I have you scheduled between 1 and 2 for that client interview, okay?
Yeah, that's Eastern time, right?
Yeah, Eastern Standard. So I have it 10 to 11 Pacific Standard.
Gotcha. Perfect.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Thanks. Talk to you soon, bud.
All right. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.